The K92 Morning Thanks Monday Mount Rushmore.
Are people thankful for video games in particular?
It's, look, there's a lot of things that we have to be thankful for now that we can do in the house since we can't go anywhere.
It's a good thing we have high-speed internet. Can you imagine if we were trying to AOL this bad boy?
Oh, good gracious.
And then someone will call you and kick you off.
No! You're trying to download something?
It was taking me 17 minutes to download that picture of Giselle in a bathing suit. No!
The worst.
Yeah. But video games are keeping people occupied right now, and they are kind of keeping people connected with the whole multiplayer video game.
Yeah, because then you have, like, the headsets and things so you can wear them and talk to each other, and that takes you back to nostalgia when you were a kid and you would get together.
This is something, for me, I have never played a video game online.
Ever?
Ever.
Never?
No,
what?
I haven't.
Wow.
And it's not that I was, I know how to use them video game systems and stuff. It was just never a thing. Uh-huh. I've never really been into it to kind of get online and play Call of Duty or whatever. And really the main reason for me is I am so competitive. And around the time that online gaming got really popular, it was a time where I had things like, you know, jobs and careers and families and stuff to deal with. So my ability to play started to go down. And it was like, well, I don't have as much time to practice as these other people.
As these little kids.
So I'll be darned if I'm going to go in there in my free time and get waxed by a 14-year-old. No.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, so I sort of went in the other direction. But Antoine, take it away. Monday Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, so on Mondays, we have our Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore is the quintessential items of a topic that's given every Monday. And today, our topic is multiplayer video games.
Okay.
So not the single player. So not like Sonic, just the regular Sonic or, you know, Super Mario, because that's a one-player game, or you have to take turns. These are multiplayer where you're playing against or with somebody at the same time.
Multiple people. And we're trying to figure out the four greatest of all time. Monica, do you weigh in on this? Because I know you do some video games, but it's more like your husband and the kids and stuff.
Not really. Yeah, I kind of just watch them play. So I'm like, I want to put Star Wars on the list, but I think that's a multiplayer game.
She's highly dedicated.
You love Star Wars. I think it is.
She's like, Star Wars,
so
Star
I'm
Trek.
Put that on.
I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
She is throwing out Star Wars.
She threw out the first Star game Wars. That she could see in her she shed right now. What game is that?
Well, this is good because
right he loves there. Star Wars.
What we like to do is come up with a preliminary four, and then we have to start eliminating one. And so that'll be the first one we eliminate.
Yeah, it allows for us to eliminate something.
Star Wars. I'm going to put a classic on there that has been going for years and years and years. And that, my friends, is Mario Kart.
That's the like GOAT Kart. Game, I think.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. And what makes Mario Kart great is a 47-year-old and a 4.7-year-old can all play at the same time. It's one that's not too hard to be pretty good at.
Yeah.
Which is also, again, for the competitive jerks like myself that don't have a lot of time, this is what I was pretty good at Mario Kart for a while, man. I loved that.
And
game.
Actually played it yesterday on Nintendo Switch. So it's an open challenge to any of the listeners. If you want to
get
online and play Mario Kart and lose, just send me a message and we can set that up.
Okay.
Ooh. Open challenge on Mario Kart.
There you go.
What about Halo?
Halo, see, that I think goes on there because of, like, that's the Xbox game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the, when I bought my Xbox years ago,
was
the game that you had to get.
Yeah, and that was sort of the first one to do the big online multiplayer, all that different stuff. Yeah, I'm okay with putting that
and
one on there.
Ooh, there's so many now, because somebody just, Brian from Whitville, just texted in Mortal Kombat, which I didn't think about that one. But I'm going to say GoldenEye.
Okay.
Because GoldenEye, Nintendo 64, it was James Bond. It's like a shoot 'em up James Bond where you're like competing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
That game, absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. And that game rocked when I was in college.
What about Tekken?
Four screens. Tekken.
See, all these fighting games.
No, it's not going to. No. And if we did have a fighting game, it's not going to be the one that's the ripoff of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like Tekken, but get out of here with that. No.
K.O.
And I don't think those count because when I think multiplayer, I actually think more than two.
Okay.
So this is three people, four people online, a million people, all those different things.
And so far with Mario Kart, you can do that. With GoldenEye, you can do that. What else did we put up there?
Right now we have Star Wars, as
that's
Monica has said.
That's coming down.
I'm putting it on there because that will inspire people to say what goes on instead. So you got Star Wars, you got Mario Kart, Halo, and GoldenEye. We're looking for the quintessential, the Mount Rushmore of multiplayer video games. We're trying to get to a verdict.
Yes.
on the Mount Rushmore of multiplayer video games. And the only thing we know right now is Monica's contribution of Star Wars is going to be the first one that goes. Yeah, and I know they're texting it. She means Star Wars Battlefront. I'm aware. It's still going to be the first one that gets taken off this list, but it's there for now. Right now we have Star Wars, Mario Kart, Halo, and GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some very formidable suggestions.
There's a lot on here.
At 52353 that have been rolling in. Trent in Martinsville is very angry. He says, how do you not mention Mario Party on Nintendo 64? Four-player board game and Battle Royale. So many memories.
I used to play that all the time. Ooh. And, you know, that's one that's in the conversation.
Alan in Troutville, Call of Duty, hands down. Super Smash Brothers is out there. Another one, I mean, if we have to consider the votes of seven-year-olds, Minecraft deserves to be thrown in there.
Yeah. My basketball players would do that on, like, while we're waiting for a game. They all get on their laptops and play Minecraft
pay
together.
Pay attention to the actual coach and learning and all those things. Yeah, absolutely. Another one that is an OG of multiplayer gaming is World of Warcraft.
Oh, nah.
All right, just because you think it's nerdy, that's 15 years going strong right there, man. And I'll tell you what. When I say COD, what do you think of?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. When I say WOW, what do you think of?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, World of Warcraft, yes.
Oh, you said WOW. I heard DOD in my head.
No.
I was anticipating you saying that.
And then, but when I say GE, you think of the company that makes a light bulb. You don't think of GoldenEye. I'm almost thinking that GoldenEye needs to come off this list in addition to Star Wars.
First off, because GoldenEye is one word, so I wouldn't think of GE because GoldenEye is just one word. So you just say G.
Because it did not spawn a franchise. It was that
but
one game.
But it was the first multiplayer shoot 'em up, so without that, you don't get the Call of Duties, the Rainbow Six. You don't get all that. GoldenEye.
Like
definitely
we were
stays
innovative enough to figure out how to shoot each other.
Uh-uh. No.
Okay, so first we know Star Wars is leaving.
Yes,
so
there we go. We have one spot. Let's fill that spot first.
What's definitely going in for Star Wars? Is it Call of Duty? I think it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is, I mean, that is the franchise,
I was questioning
baby.
If we needed Call of Duty if we already had GoldenEye, but yes, because GoldenEye's not coming down. I would flip the studio over.
But what about Super Smash Brothers? That's another one people play. Or is that sort of a, like a Mario Kart or Super Smash Brothers?
It's similar to Mario Kart. What are the ones we have up there right now?
Right now we have Call of Duty, yes. Mario Kart, Halo, GoldenEye.
All right. Well, maybe Halo then. Because here's the thing. Halo and Call of Duty and even GoldenEye to a certain extent are all the same game.
Monica, did that sentence bore you to tears right there? Because I feel like it did, and that's okay. That is totally fine.
I'm trying to make it diverse.
All the same game.
I could actually hear in your silence, okay. Oh, my God, it's like being trapped in a room with my husband and all his friends.
I'm trying to make it diverse.
Go ahead, Monica. What's up? What's on your mind in all this?
I mean, well, because I know about Halo. A little bit. I stick with Halo.
I just like listening to Monica.
I watched Jared play Halo. Yes. So, and the other one you said, GoldenEye and what?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Okay. Well, I'm switching over to Call of Duty.
Okay. From what? Star Wars? From what? She's like, I'm switching over to all those.
Halo.
Have any of us heard of a game called Fortnite? Is that something we need to consider?
No.
The upstart.
Oh, shoot.
I feel like that's just a Call of Duty ripoff anyway.
Yeah, that's really all
okay.
that is.
Good. I could be okay with this list. Call of Duty, Mario Kart, Halo, GoldenEye.
Okay.
Are we good on that?
I'm good with that.
Okay,
I'm
well, your opinion
that.
Doesn't matter. Monica's does. Monica, are you okay
I'm
with
good
that?
I'm good with that.
Okay, good.
Yes, I mean, okay.
What were those four again? What were they?
Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mario Kart.
Yep.
Two others.